Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, friends, and welcome to Money Girl, a podcast that helps you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and award-winning author of several books, including Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. You can learn more about me at lauradadams.com. I received a great question from Linda H., who says, I'm about to graduate college, and I'm wondering if you could do a podcast with tips for people like me who are building credit from scratch. Thanks, Linda. Maybe you guys can relate. Or maybe you're decades older than Linda, but are struggling to build credit. I got a note from Rosemary M., who says, I'm a U.S. citizen who lived overseas for 17 years and built a stellar credit rating. I returned to the United States 6 months ago, but can't get approved for a credit card, even though I have a job and pay all my bills on time. Building credit is a really important part of having a healthy financial life. In this podcast, I'll address these issues and answer some more credit questions that I recently received. You'll find out how a secured credit card works and why it's a foolproof tool to build credit if you choose the right product and use it the right way. Don't worry about taking notes because you'll find every show transcript plus the full archive of podcasts on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 437 called How to Build Credit with a Secured Credit Card. If you've been following Money Girl for a while, you already know the amazing benefits of building and maintaining great credit. The better your credit, the less you pay for debt, such as credit cards, lines of credit, car loans, and mortgages. Qualifying for a 30-year mortgage that charges 1% less because you have good instead of average credit could save you $30,000 on a small $150,000 loan. The bigger your loan, the more interest is at stake. But even if you decide to never borrow a penny, your credit rating still affects your finances. This is something that a lot of people really don't understand. For instance, having poor credit means you could be turned down by a prospective employer. Companies in most states can screen your credit as a routine part of their hiring process if you authorize it. Employers can see some, but not all, of the information in your credit file. Poor credit could also keep you from getting approved to rent an apartment or home. It's also likely to increase the amount you have to pay for security deposits on different kinds of utilities, like power, cable, and cell phone. Your credit is also a big factor in the rates you're quoted for auto insurance and homeowners insurance in most states. Depending on where you live, having poor credit means you could be charged twice as much for coverage than if you have excellent credit. I did a podcast about the relationship between credit and insurance. It's episode number 331, called What You Should Know About Credit-Based Insurance Scores. A common misconception about credit is that if you have no debt, you must have good credit. Well, that's completely false. In order to have good credit, you must have credit accounts and use them responsibly. Unfortunately, having no credit is the same as having bad credit. A thin credit history means you don't have enough data in your file to even generate a credit score. Without a credit score, lenders and merchants have no way of evaluating you. They just don't know how likely you are to repay your bills and therefore are likely to deny you credit or jack up your rate. So what's someone who's just starting out, like Linda, or who's returning to the United States after a long time, like Rosemary, supposed to do? I know it can seem like a catch-22. You can't build a credit history without a loan or credit card, but you can't get a loan or credit card without having good credit history. Fortunately, using a secured credit card the right way is an easy way to build credit. And by the way, credit scores in the United States are tracked by your Social Security number. That means any resident who qualifies for a Social Security number and has credit accounts can build a credit file here. First, I'll cover what a secured card is, and then explain how to use one strategically to build credit as quickly as possible. A secured credit card is actually very similar to a regular unsecured credit card in many ways. They look the same. They can be used to make purchases at the same stores. They require a minimum monthly payment on your balances. They charge interest if you don't pay off your balance in full by the statement due date. They may charge an annual fee, and they may offer a variety of benefits, such as fraud coverage, price protection, extended warranty, or travel accident insurance. Although you can use a secured card just like a regular credit card, it's a different financial tool. The main difference is that you're required to put up a refundable security deposit that becomes your credit limit. With a regular credit card, you never have to make a security deposit once you're approved. You automatically receive a credit limit based on various factors such as your credit rating, income, history with the issuer, and type of card you choose. But a secured credit card asks for an upfront deposit because that reduces the issuer's risk. It protects them against loss if you don't pay your bill. They hold your deposit as collateral until you close the account and pay your balance in full, or prove your credit worthiness and transition to one of the issuer's unsecured credit cards. Your deposit does not accrue any interest, nor is it used to cover your bill. You still have to make minimum monthly payments, just like you do with a regular credit card. If you don't make payments on time, the issuer can tap your deposit and report your late payment to the nationwide credit bureaus. I'll tell you about that in a moment. The minimum required security deposit varies depending on the secured card you choose. Some issuers may only require something like $50, but others may ask for several hundred. In some cases, you may be able to pay a deposit in installments over a period of time, such as 60 or 90 days, before your card is officially issued. If you deposit $300 on a secured card, your total charges can never exceed that amount. So if you anticipate using it for large purchases, such as airline tickets, electronics, or furniture, you'll need to make a bigger initial deposit. If you want to increase your initial credit line, most secured cards allow you to make at least one additional deposit. The maximum deposit varies, but many are in the range of $3,000 to $5,000. Now that you understand what a secured card is, let's cover exactly how it can help you build credit, no matter if you're starting from scratch or rebuilding after going through a financial hardship. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Now, let's continue talking about how a secured card helps you build credit. At first glance, you may think that a secured credit card is similar to a prepaid card. You know, those are the ones that you load up with funds and then use like a regular credit card. But a prepaid card is actually more like a debit card than a credit card. Debit cards and prepaid cards never help you build credit because they don't give users credit, nor do they report your payments to the credit bureaus. The major benefit of a secured card is that it can be a real credit account, similar to a regular credit card. Even though you spend your own money, remember you put up a deposit, some but not all secured cards report your payment data to one or more of the three nationwide credit bureaus. Those are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. So this is the key. Your secret weapon to build credit is to apply for a secured card that reports your payment history to the credit bureaus. Don't spin your wheels with a secured card that doesn't. Having a history of making on-time payments, even if they're just the monthly minimum payments, helps you build credit. Another factor in your credit score calculation is called your credit utilization ratio. I've done shows about this. One in particular is called Credit Utilization, What It Means for Your Credit Score. That's episode number 270. Credit utilization is simply the percentage of your credit limit that you've used up. For instance, if you have a $1,000 credit limit and you have a card balance of $500, you have a 50% utilization. You've basically used up half of your available credit. The lower your utilization, the better. I recommend never exceeding 20% of your limit on either a secured or an unsecured credit card, especially when you're trying to build or rebuild credit. Remember that this could be a really small amount if you make a small deposit on a secured card. For instance, 20% of a $200 credit limit means you should never charge more than $40. If you use a secured card strategically by making payments on time and keeping your utilization low, you could see a substantial increase in your credit scores in as little as 6 months. Likewise, not making payments on time or maxing out your card could hurt your credit. If you mismanaged your credit in the past or experienced a financial hardship that set you back, using a secured credit card can be a lifeline back to good credit. A Money Girl podcast listener named Haru S., and I hope I'm saying your name right, and I hope it's a she and not a he, she's rebuilding her credit after going through a financial rough patch. She says, "My father offered to pay off my student loans so I can pay him back at a lower interest rate and save money. But I don't want my credit to suffer because I pay off a large chunk of debt all at once. My credit was in bad shape a few years ago, but now it's finally getting better. Do you have any advice?" Thanks so much, Haru. Your payment history doesn't just disappear after you pay off a loan or close a credit card. Accounts with no late payments remain on your credit history for 10 years, and those with late payments stay on your report for 7 years. So my recommendation is to weigh the pros and the cons of your father's offer. Saving money by repaying a debt at a lower interest rate is a smart strategy. However, if you've got federal student loans, they come with repayment options such as income-based repayment and forbearance. Those are designed to help you during a hardship, such as losing your job unexpectedly. These benefits obviously would not apply anymore if your father pays off your loans and holds the debt. But if you have a good relationship with your father and he is not dependent on your loan payments for income, you could likely work out a different payment arrangement if needed. One point to remember is that if you have a credit history that includes bad marks, like late payments, accounts and collections, or a bankruptcy, it could take longer for good activity on a secured credit card to boost your scores, but it's still worth the time and effort. So I recommend that Haru apply for a secured card to help her rebuild credit no matter what she does with her student loans. I also received a note from Bobby H., who says, "What are your thoughts on secured credit cards? And if you approve of them, where's the best place to apply for one?" Thanks, Bobby. I hope this podcast has shown why I wholeheartedly recommend using a secured credit card to build credit. But as I previously mentioned, they're not all the same. In the notes for this show, I'll include links to several secured cards that report payment information to the major credit bureaus and have low fees. Those are really the only ones I want you looking at. And by the way, if you're on my email list, I send out a short note every week with a link to the Money Girl blog post that includes the show transcript and the audio podcast. Just go to lauradadams.com to sign up for my email. And while you're there, also download my Credit Score Survival Kit. It's a free tutorial with more powerful strategies to build, monitor, and maintain excellent credit for life. The best strategy for using your secured credit card is to make small purchases that you pay off in full every month. If you follow this simple strategy, the interest rate on a card doesn't matter because you'll never pay it. The result will be a positive credit history and higher credit scores that allow you to qualify for credit cards and loans at the best possible terms. If for some reason you can't get approved for a secured card that reports to the credit bureaus, don't let that stop you. Look for an issuer that converts secured accounts to regular ones after you demonstrate responsible use after a period of time, such as 6 or 12 months. That's another great way to build credit. A secured credit card is kind of like riding a bike with training wheels. It's a great way to start, but not a long-term solution. Your goal should be to get a regular unsecured card as quickly as possible, since it allows you to build the strongest credit history and gives you the most conveniences for your purchases. To keep the conversation going about credit or any other topic on your mind, join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. It's filled with like-minded people who are reaching for and accomplishing big financial goals, just like you. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text the word DOLLARS, that's DOLLARS, to the number 33444. I hope to see you in the group. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's.